going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I am not a conspiracy kind of guy, but I know what I'm about to say will sound like it. I don't believe that there is a coin shortage. Everywhere you go now, I went to Core Life. They have a piece of paper on the front door asking you to please have the exact change or use credit card.
Yeah, a lot of stores do.
I just saw on Facebook some local banks are offering you a 5% premium if you bring in coins. A 5% premium, I'm guessing you bring in 95 cents, they'll give you a buck, that type of thing. Where did the coins go? They blame it on the pandemic, the lockdown. Where did they go?
Where did all the coins go? Remember that song?
Yes, I do, but I don't remember. Yes, I don't remember the word coin being in there.
Yeah, I don't understand it really either. And I mean, some of the conspiracy theories sound interesting.
Here's my theory. I have no proof, but it's my belief that this is the beginning of the big push to convince everybody we need a digital cash system where then the government owns you. They know what you have. They know what you buy. They know where you go. If they wanted to tax you overnight, all of your savings, they could do it with one stroke on a computer. Now, I know that sounds crazy and it sounds like a conspiracy theorist, which again, I am not, but it all makes sense because the explanations I hear on why suddenly there are no nickels and pennies and dimes and quarters doesn't make sense. You know what? It's not like people stopped spending during the pandemic.
It was different. There was a lot of ordering online, paying in advance and then picking up or having it delivered. We did buy things differently.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't go into stores. They would order and then pay online.
But that also means, consequently, the stores weren't handing back change either. See, it swings both ways.
Yeah, I've seen articles urging people, if you're someone with big containers of change, please go to a Coinstar kiosk and bring it in.
I bet the Fed is simply not minting any new coins. Therefore, slowly but surely, it'll become more of a problem.
Well, the mint has returned to full staffing, so they are trying to.
Just now they've returned?
I think it was like a month ago.
Just a month ago. Gee, the rest of us kind of slugged it out. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, that's my theory for whatever it's worth.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.